Hello, I'm Dr. Sandra Freihofer. Welcome to Medicine Matters. The topic, prostate cancer screening. New guidelines from the American College of Physicians review and assess existing recommendations from other organizations. Here's why it matters. Prostate cancer is common. It's the second leading cause of cancer-related death in men. Death from prostate cancer is rare before age 50. Most prostate cancer-related deaths occur in men over 75. About 2.3 million men in the United States already have it. 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with it at some time in their life. PSA testing is controversial. The tricky part is balancing the benefits and risk of screening with PSA testing. Experts say anywhere from 23 to 66% of men that are diagnosed as having it never have any clinical symptoms. That means that for many men, prostate cancer detected with the PSA blood test will never become clinically significant. These men will receive no benefit from early detection and could be substantially harmed by prostate cancer treatments. That's why the new guidelines stress discussing the potential benefits and harms with patients before PSA testing. Patients need to understand that the PSA is not a perfect test. If the PSA is high, biopsy is usually indicated, which involves a needle and risk of bleeding and infection. Screening benefits must be balanced with possible adverse consequences of surgical or radiation treatment, including incontinence, an 11% increase in risk, and erectile dysfunction, a 37% increase in risk. The guidelines also suggest age ranges as of who may and who should not be tested, as well as how often. Discuss PSA testing in men at average risk between 50 and 69. For men at average risk, ACP says no PSA testing for men under 50 or over age 69. They also recommend against testing in men with life expectancy of less than 10 to 15 years. For high-risk patients, discussion should start at age 40 to 45. High-risk patients include African-American men and anyone whose brother or father was diagnosed with prostate cancer, especially if before age 65. How often to screen? The guidelines say every 4 years, but PSA levels of 2.5 or higher may warrant yearly evaluation. To make the discussion a little easier, the guideline also contains web links to decision aids from several different organizations. For Medicine Matters, I'm Dr. Sandra Freihofer.